Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Kevin and Sharon.
Hello.
So glad to have each and every one of you with us here today and yesterday and the day before that and the day before that and the day before that.
What are you talking about?
You know, just I just love having everybody on the program. You know, all the different shows and days. We've been just having such a blast.
Yes.
Just teaching you guys and, you know, sharing with you.
Yes, and God's good.
It's been good.
It has been
so,
good.
So, Cher, we've got a great program set aside today.
I hope you guys are walking in your...
talk about some really amazing things.
Yeah. I hope everybody's starting to walk in their authority, right? You better be.
Yeah, I was saying the same thing. You better be.
We've been talking about this for a long time.
Mining this stuff out of the Word of God, trying to get it over to everybody.
Yes.
And we have driven it home now. We've got to give ourselves props.
I think you've done a good job.
You know, I mean, we're both looking at each other like, oh, authority, man. But they're not hearing it as much as we are.
We're digging it out.
Going over it, looking at it, and then speaking it to them
We've been heavy in it.
We love preparing and getting ready to.
And we've had to stand in our authority, you know. You guys have to know a lot of times we have to stand in it, you know, before we even get to talk about it sometimes with you guys.
I think that today's topic is actually a great way.
This is a good one.
You know, to launch into this. We've had to stand in this, and I've had to stand in this, and I know you guys have.
Yeah.
Had to stand in this as well,
right.
And I'm standing in it right now. And that is your authority over finances. I want us to kind of talk about finances and things like that. I guess I'll start off with a story. You know, when I took the job at Lighthouse Christian Church, it's been just over a year.
Wow, time's flying by.
I know.
Wow.
I took the job... literally no money. You know, it was like the Lord said, you're going to take this job. I'm like, there's no money. There's nothing. He's like, you're going to work a job and do that. I was like, okay. I mean,
right.
I really told him no, actually. 4 or 5 times. And he kept giving me signs and miraculous confirmations that, no, this is my plan for you. This is what I want you to do. And I said, Lord, financially, this doesn't look possible. And, you know, just being able to step into faith over, you know, finances.
Right.
It's like you
and
leave
over
a job,
fear.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when I took the job, it was major cut in pay.
Right, right.
But we don't live by, you know, what we make. We live by the Word of God. We live by what we're doing, right?
Right, so, right. So what happened?
Yeah, I mean, God's provided all my needs. He's set us in motion.
Amen.
It hasn't been without its tight, you know, moments and things like that. But my life didn't really change. You know, God kept me on the same path that I've been on financially. And I just want to declare that God will supply. He will.
Right.
If you're called, He will supply. It's like provision. It comes from the vision. Provision means for the vision. If I follow the vision of God for my life, the money and the provision for that vision will come.
Have we told everybody what the topic is yet?
Yeah. I think using your authority over finances.
Okay, I mean, but you're not even having to do the 2 jobs now, are you?
No.
Like God has completely made that a full-time thing,
sure,
and it was a walk in faith for you.
Absolutely.
To have to do that. So you aren't doing 2 jobs anymore. You're doing a full-time ministry.
Well, I mean,
job.
You're just stepping out into ministry right now. The challenge as well.
Are you
right?
Prophesying?
No, I'm just saying. You know?
Well, yes. You know, I got laid off in June, and I've been more busy than I was before.
You don't even have time for a job.
It's in between and sprinkles, and God's providing. Yes, it's really cool.
He brings it. It's in the most unconventional ways.
Yeah.
You know, many times I see God's provision and His hand moving in finances in ways that you would have never thought that it would come.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, I love the, you know, idea that God is always at work. He's always looking to, you know, bring provision to our lives.
Yeah, I have the scripture, Psalms 84:11. Listen to this. It's perfect for what you went through. It says, "For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right."
Come on.
I love that scripture. Sometimes I just say that, you know, when I don't know what's up, what's down, you know, I just say, "God, you withhold no good thing from me."
That's
and
right.
And I'm doing right.
And so, he really hasn't. I can testify and say yeah. that I have not missed any meals, if you haven't noticed.
You still get
I'm
your,
not destitute.
You still get your cake.
I still have the same house.
Right.
Still
and
have
I
a
think,
nice
yeah.
car. All those things have
yes.
been
taken care
for.
Of. And I think that God really in the seasons, really pushing us even more to expect the overflow, to expect the Psalms 23, where we would be in overflow, lacking in nothing, to the point where we have enough to even give others. And that's where we're going to be. That's where we should be. Our mindset is, you know, we don't even have to just get by. The Lord wants to provide overflow in our lives. But yeah, it's so good. I'm excited to talk about this authority of our finances, because
for sure
many of you need to grab a hold of this. You need to take authority. You're like, "Wait, what? I can take authority over my finances?" Yes, you can.
I mean, there are some people out there today, Sharon, I really believe this, that you're sitting there going, "Well, I'm not making it. I am struggling and my bills aren't getting paid."
If you say so.
That's where the authority comes in.
That's right. And we've got to remember,
that's where faith crosses
exactly.
over.
Exactly. You got the facts of the natural and what the Lord says. And you can walk in overflow and in abundance, which what the word says, or you can operate out of what you see in front of you. Remember, the supernatural facts override the facts in the natural.
You know, the old saying used to be, sometimes you got to just tell your checkbook what the Lord says. You know, you got to talk to your bank account and, you know, it's your debit card now.
Yeah.
You know, you got to talk to your debit card and say, you know, you are going to work. You're going to be full. There's going to be plenty in my account. You know, you
yes.
can make confession of scripture over your finances, guys. You can speak life or you can speak death.
That's right.
I say this speak isn't, life over your finances.
Right. This isn't some switcheroo thing we're trying to talk you into, like, speaking positivity, which it is positive because it's
sure.
the word, but we're trying to help you understand this is in the Bible. We're
right.
not trying to make up some, I don't know, psychobabble. I feel like there are people that
right.
need to understand this. Like, this is in the word. We have authority over all things. Remember, we talked about the birds in the air and subduing, and, you know, we've been talking about all of this and we've been leading up to it, you know. You know, if you've ever experienced the stress that comes from financial pressure, then you know how difficult it is when you're strapped. You don't have enough money to pay your bills. You have to make a choice, just like we talked about with sickness. You have to make a choice to decide which area you're going to stay in. Are you going to come in agreement with the natural facts of what you see in front of you? Are you going to start speaking into the supernatural and activating the things that the angels say that they, the Bible says they excel in strength, Kevin,
yeah,
you know,
for
when
sure.
we start saying this stuff. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, in John 10:10, you know, it's a super famous scripture. A lot of people quote it, use it, and I believe it applies over our finances as well. The thief does not come except to steal.
Yeah.
What's the number one thing people steal in the world?
Money.
Money.
Yeah.
You know, the enemy wants to steal your money, and he comes to kill. He wants to kill your bank account. He wants to kill your ability to prosper and help
right.
other people.
Right.
You know, and he wants to destroy. He wants to destroy your life. He wants you homeless. He wants you on the streets. He wants to destroy your, you know, your shelter and all those things that you need in life. You know, God said he would supply all of your needs. Now, I understand that some people would consider a need a want.
Right.
But there are needs. We do need to be able to get to a job, well, have a house, have groceries, clothe our kids.
We need to provide.
And God provides all of those things, and the enemy is trying to steal it, though. Well, poverty is a mindset.
I was just about to say that. You beat me to it.
So go ahead.
Yes, I'm going to say it anyways.
All right, go ahead.
Poverty is a mindset. Did you know that?
That's incredible, Cher.
I just love
such
Lauren
a revelation.
But yeah, I mean, you know, Luke 17:6 says, "The Lord answered, if you have faith even as small as a mustard seed." I used to have a little mustard seed necklace.
Those little bitty thing.
But it says, if you have faith even as small as a mustard seed, you can say to the mulberry tree, "May you be uprooted and planted in the sea," and it will obey. And so that faith to stand on the word and speak to your finances, and you know, you can even, you know, this is another area, Kevin, but you can speak abundance in the area of being a good steward of your money.
That's true.
I mean, you know, this isn't just about, you know, God, I just pray that I'm a millionaire. You know, I'm not talking about those kind of prayers, but I am talking about abundance and you having the ability to steward this money. And God can do that. You can ask for wisdom. You can ask for insight on how to, you know, spend your money and use your money wisely, all of those things.
Well, I think even more so, God can help us to identify things that can block our financial blessings as well, you know, such as being in unforgiveness or, you know, failing to walk in love, failing to, you know, sow and give proper way, operating without integrity maybe in your business.
Right.
You know, God is more than able to bless you through your business if you will make a commitment to integrity in your business.
Come on.
He will light you up.
Kevin's talking now.
I always think of Chick-fil-A with that. You know, they close on Sunday. So they could be making a lot of money on
millions
Sunday.
Millions and millions of dollars.
You know how
dollars.
Much money they give up not being open on Sunday, but they want to walk in integrity, and they say, we're going to give our employees a day off to go to church.
Right. So that's just like a good example. I love Chick-fil-A. I kind of want a sandwich right now.
So that's Southwest salad or...
What? Know. I get the number one with the pepper jack cheese, extra pickles, because then you'll get
a
fresh
pepper jack
sandwich.
Cheese too.
You can wait and they'll make you a fresh one.
Because it's all got the other cheese already on it.
Customized. That's a trick you guys just learned. But
very cool.
But yeah, you know, we've got to check those areas of integrity first. But if everything is in line with the word and your finances, you may be facing an attack. The enemy can actually
try to attack
those finances. Because that's right. So, you know, he doesn't want you to be blessed, because if you are in operating in overflow and abundance, you can help others. And that is really the plant seed harvest is just how the Lord works. It's that we help one another and there's blessings that come of it. It's just the law of the Lord, you know.
Well, here's the good news.
Yeah. Right.
Jesus reduced principalities and powers to nothing.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, he took away the devil's power to dominate us in any way, including in the realm of our finances.
That's what I'm talking about.
We've got victory in the name of Jesus.
Right.
You know, our job is to act on the truth that God has given us dominion, that he's given us authority. You know, and as long as we act like the devil has power, you know, over our finances, he will.
Yeah, he's happy to, you know, you make his job easier when you just go ahead and speak it and walk it out. Then he's like, I didn't even have to do anything. They just signed on the dotted line and stepped over that line in the courts of heaven and came in agreement with me, and now I have authority to do what I want.
I would challenge everybody to wipe the words "I'm broke" from your vocabulary.
Ooh, yes, come out of agreement with that.
So many, you know, I'm broke.
Yeah, I never say that.
I don't either, but some people do.
Yeah,
hey, you got dollar man, I'm broke.
Right, you gotta say
I'm fixed. Right.
I'm walking in overflow and abundance,
that's
you know.
It.
I mean, but yeah, if you've been saying that right now, you need to say, God, I come out of agreement of saying that I was broke or broken, you know, or I'm, you know, I'm broke all the time, or I never have any extra money, you know. Those are the words that we talked about that are not life-giving, and, you know, they can get you in trouble. Come out of agreement.
I think one of the biggest ways that I challenge myself is generosity, Cher. I just believe in generosity.
Me too. It's fun to give.
If I get into a position where I feel like my finances are getting low, I start giving more.
Hallelujah.
I start sowing. I start saying, you know what? If you're not sowing, you're not growing.
You know that makes the enemy so mad.
He hates it.
He's like, because like I said, the plant seed harvest is the way that the Lord, the way that the Lord works. It's the law of the Lord. And, you know, that's why you even see people that maybe don't even know the Lord yet, but they're givers. They give with generosity, and they seem to be doing really well. And that's why, because they're operating in a law that can't be changed. That's how God works. Yeah. It's not that we give to get or to receive. It's just there, you know, I receive joy when I get to give, you know, it's so much more than that. You know,
absolutely.
God takes care of us. We are called to help one another. If we're not doing that, then we're really missing. It's the golden rule, you know, we're to treat people how we'd want to be treated. And God called us to love, right? Love our neighbor as ourselves.
I mean, I operate in radical generosity, and I started by, you know, giving away everything that I had, you know,
right.
in some way or something. You know, if I had a tie on, you're like, oh, I love that tie. I'm like, here, you can have,
it.
You know, and
right.
I give it away. And then
right.
somebody give me five ties,
yeah.
you know, and then
right.
it's like, oh my gosh, man, you know.
Yeah.
I actually started giving away furniture and different things like that in my life. And I am so blessed now that literally I can't give my own stuff away. My kids would get frustrated, Cher. They'd be like, Dad gave away my surfboard, but then they'd see three more come.
Yeah. Was there anything that you ever had to give away that was a little bit tough? Like you were obedient, but you were like, ooh, that one stung a little bit.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's surfboards are always tough for me.
Really?
God's like, give that away.
Let
that one go. I'm like, I like that one. It rides really good.
It's my favorite color. I think that's when we... When we are like that, that's when God's kind of calling out, like, you have an attachment
sure.
to something that you're saying is above me or above, you know. I've had to do that a few times with some things, like something that I bought from Israel that was really kind of like memorable for me and my trip. And
right.
God told me to give it to him. And I was like, oh, well, can't I just give him this thing over here? You know, and God's like,
so
no.
Let me share a story on how not to.
Okay.
So my wife. Goes away to a Joyce Meyer conference.
Okay? Right.
Hi, honey. And she gets me this Bible, waits in line to get it engraved and all this stuff, and gives it to me. And I'm just like, wow, this is so cool. I love this Bible, you know. And then I,
right.
A couple weeks, 2-3 weeks later, you know, down the road, I was just ministering to this guy, you know, and I was like, man, I need to just give him this Bible.
Right.
And I gave that Bible to him. And
right.
my wife's like, I waited in line
for
2 hours to get you that Bible. So don't give away the sentimental gifts, guys.
I don't know if God tells
Hang
you
on to.
To
some of those.
But
I'm radical, Cher.
Yeah.
I gave her first wedding ring away to a friend of mine at work without asking.
Oh,
you
want well,
to talk about trouble.
Listen, here's a story about
I'm that,
that
guy, man.
Well,
I mean,
listen,
I'm in trouble all the time.
If you say so, I just
rebuke
you.
No, for generosity.
Oh, I'm like, wait a minute. What are you saying over there? Hey, listen to this story. So I think it was Mahesh Shavda, but he had some friends that wanted to go to Bible school, and he really felt like the Lord had told them to go. And so out of faith, they moved. Well, when it came time to pay their dues, they were kind of like, I don't know if I have the money. And he was like, well, how much is your semester? And I think it was like $1,200 or something. And he started thinking, well, I have $1,200 in my savings account. You know, I'll just give that to them. I'll give them this thing. And
did he pray about
the
it?
Lord said, did I tell you to do that?
Mm.
Now, not that the Lord doesn't want us to be generous
sure.
in all things, but at this particular thing, so he waited. He was like, ooh. So he waited, and a week later, they got full scholarships for the entire time they were going to both of them.
So there we go.
And so you do have to,
God's sensitive.
Like, right, you do have to pay attention because
absolutely.
He would have, God was helping him be a good steward to save enough money for something that he had wanted that man to do. And he has an incredible calling on his life. But yet he almost gave it away when the Lord was like, wait, I have a different plan. And if you would have done that, they wouldn't have been blessed for the entire. So you do have to be in sync.
Well, if I would listen
sure.
to the Lord on the ring, he'd have been like, what are you thinking? Are you crazy?
Yeah, so we have to pay
what
attention.
What are you thinking?
But I think that zeal is awesome, and I love it, you know, that you're not attached to material things to the point. There's things I used to think that, oh, you know, if I had money, I would want this, and this, and that. Oh, yeah. Those things just aren't even important to
me. I know. I'm the same way.
They're not important to me.
Christmas is coming. What do you want? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of have most everything I need.
And I think there's a maturity in that. You start recognizing, not that God, listen, God loves to give us things.
Sure.
We're his children. And if you have children or grandchildren or people that you love, little ones, you know, you love when they're thanking you all the time and they're telling you how much they love you, love them, and they love you, and they're doing right, and they're doing such a good job, and they're working hard and standing on the word. You want to give them good things. You want to love on them. That's how our daddy is, you know. He's like, well, what do you want?
Even the kids at the youth group and stuff.
You just want to, like, love on them.
I feed everybody candy, you know. Yeah. And parents are like, what are you doing? I'm like, sorry.
I'm Gigi, and Gigi always has prizes. I make dinosaur pancakes. I have gotten to where I can make mug truck pancakes. You should see my designs. I am really, but whatever they want. My daughter's kind of rolling her eyes because I'm just like all about whatever he wants. Yeah. He's just so sweet. So sweet.
Spoiling that kid.
I love it. Yeah,
that's what God is towards us.
He is.
He wants to spoil us.
He wants to say, no, he withholds no good thing from you who are doing right. That's what Psalms 84:11 says.
That's what we were just talking about.
It's
good stuff, man. Nothing wrong with a reminder.
Love it, love it, love it.
He is doing amazing things.
Yeah, you know, he really
for each
is.
And every one of us.
He really is, and
he will. He'll supply all our needs. I know it's probably the most quoted financial scripture out there, but God will supply.
And you can speak to the elimination of your debt. You can speak to money that's owed back to you.
Yeah.
You can speak to, you know, what are some other ideas? Like, I just, you know,
timely payment of your bills, maybe.
Right. Or maybe you're trying to buy.
I'm not going to be late anymore.
You know, to buy property. You know, to be a good steward of God's money.
Your finances.
Yes, like listen
speak
up.
Increase. Speak
You're
life.
Like, I never even thought to do that. What about employment?
Oh, yeah.
We've
Call
talked
those
about
jobs
that before.
Out. Call them out.
Right. You don't lack in anything. You are favored. You are highly favored. You get the best pick of the cream of the crop.
Yeah,
God will do that for you.
It all boils down to Proverbs 3:9-10. It says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats will
Hallelujah.
Overflow with good wine.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Turn the light on.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah. Joyful. Today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at ourlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. We know he's coming.
Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided. All right, welcome back, everybody, to Turn the Light On. It's Kevin and Cher.
Hey.
We're just so, good to be here. But
we always say this every day.
Talking about finances is huge, okay?
Yes.
A lot of times people are nervous about it. There's been so much abuse.
There has been that poverty mindset that you are not allowed to walk in overflow, yet you're supposed to be heaven on earth and representing Jesus in overflow. So it doesn't even make sense.
It's such a lie. My dad is the God of the universe. He owns the cattle on a thousand hill. He owns the gold, the silver. Everything is his.
Right.
And all of that is readily available to those who will do right, you were saying in another scripture. But I want to just kind of wrap the program today and just give people some scriptures to stand on, Cher. Let's look at James 1:5. It says this: if any of you lacks wisdom,
we should all be asking
for
this.
I've been in a position where I've lacked wisdom, okay?
We always need more wisdom, right?
Let him or her, I'm going to put him or her in there.
That's nice.
Ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach.
That's right.
And it will be given to him or her.
That's a great scripture when you need wisdom on your finances, whether it's investing or how to be a good steward.
Finances are all about wisdom, Cher. Yeah. It's all about wisdom.
Right. And what about this one, Matthew 18:18? I tell you the truth, whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. It's a binding and a loosening is another way to say that.
Sure.
And so it's so important that you understand that you can bind the demonic strongholds against your finances and you can loosen the heavenly things and overflow in your life according to, pick a scripture, Psalms 23.
I'm going to bind up a wad of $100 bills and loose them.
I don't think that's what that meant,
right?
Kevin. You know, guys,
anyway,
we got so far, then we regressed.
So anyway, binding and loosing, I get it. How about Romans 4:17?
I like this one.
All right, that is what the scriptures mean when God told him, I have made you the father of many nations. That's Abraham. You know, this happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing.
Hallelujah. You're a new thing.
I got nothing in my bank account.
Right.
God's ready to create a new thing for
you. That's right. He so is.
He is.
Then, you know, let's end on this one. It's Proverbs 16:9. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. And, you know, that's a great one for employment or, you know, needing God to intervene on your behalf. And I love that. I love that we can stand on the word, all these scriptures. And these are just a few. You guys, you
just
can find so many on finances.
You know, if you're out there and you're struggling in finances, this was maybe tough for you to hear. Proverbs 16:9. We can make plans and our plans fail, but the Lord determines your steps.
That's right.
Take a step towards God and he'll take a step towards you financially.
Amen.
You know, given it shall be given unto you. And just walk it out with the Lord and know that he is with you and ordering your steps financially.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
You guys have a great day.
Have a great day.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.